Friday morning, I love my Friday, 13 minutes past 7 here at 8464CA. I do remember at Easter, I couldn't believe it, I got to the top of the range, actually going a little bit further west towards Mareeba, and it got to Rainforest Station and the traffic was banked up, and I said to Michelle, I know, it must have been a car accident, certainly this couldn't be a blockage from the bridge, but surely about 45 minutes later, we got across the bridge, so, you know, as we well know, it's causing a bit of a headache for locals, having just one lane open on the Caranda, the Barron River bridges there at Caranda. Just about, maybe about 5 or 6 weeks ago, Tropic Now did a really interesting investigative report on exactly what's been happening there with the Caranda bridges. And well, actually now it is a singular bridge. But certainly the investigation suggested that there'd been a bit of an oversight by the Queensland government with respect to the maintenance. And that's why we've got the issues that we've got now. Now, just in the last week or two in the state budgets, $2 million has been allocated in the budget to look at options to repair the bridge. Some people are saying it's a little bit too little, too late. Let's talk a little bit more about this because it is in the electorate of Barron River. Craig Crawford joins me this morning. Craig, thanks for taking my call. And I know it's a difficult subject from your point of view, but certainly that investigation that I did see in Tropic Now firmly did point the finger at the Queensland government with respect to maintenance over the bridge. It is an old bridge, but at the end of the day, it has suggested that that maintenance routine has not been kept up.
Yeah, look, and that's not the advice that I got. The advice that I've had from Main Roads, which I certainly support, is that what they do is they do annual inspections of all bridges. Doesn't matter how big or small they are, even sort of like, you know, some of the small ones down the Captain Cook and that sort of thing. So every year there's a annual inspection. But then what they do as they either bridges get older or as they see things that might alarm them a little bit more, inspections will become a bit different. They'll come a bit different. That's a difference when you see, you know, those trucks that have those under-bridge inspection things like the one that's doing the work up there,
sure,
at Caranda.
Yeah.
So as they need to do more fulsome inspections of bridges, they will dig a bit deeper. Now, what they found when they started doing more fulsome inspections of that bridge up there was broken welds. And lots of them. Now, broken welds don't come from lack of maintenance. Broken welds come from basically, you know, a bridge which is starting to fail. So, and the only way to repair those welds is like it's a significant work, which is what they're sort of working through at the moment. So, I don't believe that it's because of lack of maintenance. I'm not briefed that it's because of lack of maintenance. That it's because what they actually found was more serious than what anyone thought there was, and I think it was always going to be the case. Could have they found it earlier? Possibly. Would it have changed the layout of what has to happen? Probably not. So I think it was always, those issues were always going to be found, and the solution was always going to be the same, which was always going to be around, you know, the safety of the bridge. So the reason that it's the single lane is so that we can't have two heavy vehicles passing each other,
sure,
on that bridge. So that's what it's about. It's not about the cars, it's about the trucks. You know, we want to keep the bridge open. We want to make sure that, you know, that a 50-ton truck can go across that bridge. But what we can't have is two 50-ton trucks going across that bridge at the same time in two different directions, or, you know, that sort of thing. So, and we've got the traffic to the centre of the bridge. So the idea of that is just to, you know, try and, you know, remove the load off the edges, just to try and help with things. So the $2 million is about what do we do now? So that's what Main Roads is working forward with. Obviously, the bridge has to be replaced at some point. It's due for replacement probably in, you know, about another 20 or 30 years. I guess the question is, does it have to come up earlier than that? So I'll see what they come back with. Obviously the $2 million, it really is just a study to provide those answers. And if it has to then go into full detailed design, then so be it. We'll get the money for that. And if we have to build a brand new one earlier than we expected, then we'll do that one as well. So, I think we've just got to sort of stay patient. But I can assure everyone, There's no conspiracy theory on this or anything like that. I'm not aware of any sort of smoking gun, you know, reports from the past or anything like that. But, you know, if we ever see anything like that, Obviously, that changes situation, but my understanding is that that everything was done properly around inspections, and that's how it eventuated.
And look, you know, as we well understand, we've got these issues. We've got no plan with respect to the long term for a new link between the Tablelands and the coast. So, you know, it really is the weakest link. Sure, there's the $2 million that's been put forward that really just isn't in the investigation at this stage. But we really do need a long term, a long term plan here. National highway status of the Kennedy Highway through to Mareeba is certainly something that's been suggested. We could also then, you know, rely on some federal funding. But I guess, you know, time has certainly passed with respect to actually making a plan long term for getting this link between Kuranda, or at least the Tablelands, and the coast. What other options do you think we can start to really seriously look at and fast track to get some of these options up, Craig?
Well, there's no doubt that there's got to be either an increased current route through or another route at some point in the future. That work, some of that light work is being done now, and that sits, I know that report currently sits with Mark Bailey. I haven't seen it yet. I'll probably get a look at it at some point, but, to work out what options may exist there, that's a big bit of work.
Sure.
You're right about the highway status. It would be good if the Kuranda, or that we call it McAllister Range crossing, was certainly part of federal road funding. Whether that was, whether it was Highway 1 status like the Captain Cook now is to the Smithfield roundabout, or even whether it was a one-off, payment by the feds to assist in building. Because we're going to be talking about hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to do that, potentially into the billions. In the meantime, we've got to continue to work on our current networks and try to make them operate more efficient. We're part of the budget, people may or may not have seen, but we're going to be putting video cameras all the way up the Kuranda Range now. So it's called an intelligent transport system, or ITS. So we're going to be putting ITS on it. So we're going to try and manage the Kuranda Range a bit like those bridges and tunnels that you see in Sydney and Melbourne, where we can see absolutely everything that's going on the road all the time, by a control room. So we get better intelligence. If there's an accident or a spin out or something like that, we can get better intel exactly as it happens. We can tell emergency services, good detail. They can send the amount of vehicles up or down the range they need to. We can try and get the range open faster. We can communicate more accurate information to drivers that are either on the range or haven't got to it yet. So try and sort of hook all that up. That's the plan that we're doing right now. It's not the full scale, solution for the range. That is either a new crossing or a very much beefed up existing crossing. And that work is still ahead of us to put that together. But in the meantime, it's going to be cameras, and we'll put those variable speed limit signs up as well. So the electronic, 60, 40, 30, 20 kilometre an hour ones. So we can dial the traffic up and we can dial the traffic down. If there's diesel spills, we can suddenly sort of, with a keyboard, bring everybody's speed back and do a range of things like that. If we can make the traffic flow through the Kuranda Range better, then, more people can get where they need to. But like I say, not the long-term solution, but hopefully gets us a few years.
And as we know, it's been one of those issues for a while, so you can expect locals to be breathing down your neck, and the Minister for Main Roads and Transport, Mark Bailey's neck, with respect to that. And, of course, the feds because as you said, the type of cost that we're talking about, the major infrastructure, and you'd think that NAIF might be able to assist with respect to this project as well, but sometimes there may be some delineations there with respect to NAIF funding. But as far as infrastructure is concerned, it's certainly really important. Look, we are unfortunately just about out of time, but just quickly touching on the boat ramp, as I'd mentioned earlier, obviously we've got those federal approvals, so things looking like that, they might start to advance and progress there with the brand new boat ramp for Yorkeys Knob.
Look, this is obviously a bit of time coming, with all the approvals. We've been waiting now about sort of 6-7 months or a bit longer now, I think, for the final notch, which was the federal EPBC, which is their environment approval. Obviously, we're building it beside the ocean, so you know there's big overlays that,
sure.
that came through the other day. So that's certainly what was reported. So all approvals done, tick tick tick, ready to roll. The money's there. The department will now go to tender very shortly, and we should have a contractor in there commencing works during this dry season. Is the plan.
Excellent. Look, have a fantastic Friday, and sorry to be a bit tough on you, but I know that this has been a pressing issue, so appreciate your responses and your position with respect to the bridge there at over the Barron River Coranda. Craig Crawford, have a wonderful Friday, and we'll talk in a couple of weeks' time. Cheers.
Cheers, Murray. Thank you. There are songs.